Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. Man, I should start that over again. Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. I don't know what's going on tonight. Oh, my gosh. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks. I'll get this eventually. And we're very, very excited. It's a late show tonight here in South Florida, but that's okay. That's okay. It's early out in the West Coast there. My guest tonight is a very, very cool musician from a very, very cool band. Allison over at MBM Music turned me on to these guys about a month or so ago, and I have just been a big fan ever since, been playing their music a lot. Tonight we've got Mr. Joey Norris, bass player from fantastic band Generation Mangled. How are you, Joey?
Hey, doing great, Jamie, man. Really good to speak to you.
Yeah, and vice versa, too. I've been playing you guys' music a lot. This is fantastic.
Awesome.
No, I was looking through my show notes. You guys have been together just over a year now, right? I would have thought longer.
Yeah, it's been somewhere around a little over a year. Time frame is a little blurry, but yeah, it's been a very short time. We were able to get together, put the songs together, get them recorded, and, you know, here we are.
Nice. Now, let me ask you a little bit about your personal information and whatnot. Are you California native? Did you grow up out there, or did you move out west?
Oh, no. Born and raised in L.A.
Nice. I lived in San Diego for about a decade, actually, after I got out of school. I tell you, once you get out of that snow, then California's
yeah, it's a lot
hard
better.
To beat.
Oh, no, you don't want to go back. I can believe that.
Ever.
No.
Well, let me ask you, were you a music kid? I mean, I know you're the bass player for Generation Mangled. Did you start out playing bass, or were you like the music guy growing up? Or
I wasn't
how did that
the music guy. I kind of started playing guitar as a teenager, switched
gotcha.
To bass. I met Nima, probably about 30 years ago, and we played in a Hollywood band. We were headliners back in the
nice.
Late 80s, and you know, we were headlining, doing the whole thing, and then, you know, the
that's
music
cool.
scene kind of died down, and
right.
we were actually reconnected a few years back through the glory of Facebook.
That is so cool. That is so cool to hear. You know, we live in such interesting times. I remember those times that you're speaking of, because I grew up in the Midwest and outside of Detroit, and, you know, just huge rock area. People are into it, man. And I, you know, kind of grew up with that image in my head of Los Angeles, you know, just all the images we saw in videos and the like and whatnot. And I'm like, man, I got to get out there. And like I
yeah.
said, after college, it was the mid-90s before I hit L.A., and it was totally different, like you were saying, than what I was thinking.
It was night and day. It was night and day to
okay.
what it used to be. Yeah. But,
completely.
You know, what's really cool now is, like, you know, with Generation Mangled, you know, we're playing music that is kind of like a throwback to some of that great music
mm-hmm.
that was around back in the day.
Right.
You've heard our songs, you know, you can kind of hear that influence. The new stuff we're coming up with, it's a little more modern per se. You know, we do implement a lot of different elements of the modern music, but we still keep it,
mm-hmm.
you know, with that rock, you know, feeling to it.
Absolutely.
It's got a rock, you know, that's the bottom
absolutely.
Line.
Absolutely. And folks, we're going to play some tracks from Generation Mangled, and it doesn't, you know, what we're saying is we're talking, I think, more from a style point of view, a stylistic point of view. Generation Mangled sound, it's not dated at all, and it's definitely, I'll tell you, you guys.
No, it's got influences and hints, and
exactly.
You know, Yeah, and that's just, you know, that's who we are. And
right.
So, but we bring into it a modernness to it, you know, with different elements. And, yeah, I think it's, like, very, you know, today. But, you know,
right.
People anywhere from, you know, when we play our shows, I mean, we've got, you know, 20-year-olds to, you know, 50-year-olds out there in the audience, and they're all rocking out. So
absolutely.
It's capturing a wide variety of people who, you know, different generations, generation mangled.
Absolutely. I was going to say, your band is one of those, whenever I go to a lot of parties, I'm a painter. When we're not painting, that's what we do. We go to parties and stuff. Anyhow, invariably, at all these parties I go to, there's always somebody, usually of a certain age, and I'm not putting anybody down, but I'm just saying that I've had this happen a lot. Someone who's had a couple cocktails, and they'll hear what I do, you know, with the podcast and the show and whatnot, and they're like, oh, well, you know, there hasn't been any good music since 1978 or whatever year, you know, they happen
right.
to kiss a girl for the first time in and or something, you know, whatever, wherever they were when that music affected them, you know. And I usually say, well, I don't know if that's true or not, because 3 or 4 times a week, man, I'm talking to cats that are making fantastic music. You know, there's definitely
cool
stuff,
like,
happening.
There was a time, and there's still a time in music, because obviously what's on the charts is there's no rock that's on the charts.
Right.
And, you know, back in, say, like, 82, 83, a lot of the big bands, you're talking like, you know, Motley and Maiden and all
mm-hmm.
these guys, they weren't getting radio play. They weren't getting on MTV. It was more a word of mouth. And, you know, how I think about it is we're kind of back there, you know. And
mm-hmm.
the scene never died, per se. It just kind of fell back a little bit. And everybody wants rock and roll. I mean, from the time of the Stones to, you know, Aerosmith up through the 80s, I mean, rock's always been here. It's never gone away. It just kind of goes back in the shadows a little bit, you know. And
right.
you see that with people. I mean, I go to these concerts, and, you know, these bands are still bringing people in. You know, people still want it. You know, just because radio and, you know, MTV, I mean, they ought to just take the M out of it, because there's no music in it anyway.
Right.
And,
absolutely.
Yeah, MTV killed the video star.
It really did.
It really did. So, I mean, it's always been there, and we just want to play what we like. What we feel is, like, really rocking, and we're getting good responses at the shows. You know, we're getting good feedback on the videos we put out on social media, the record, you know. So that's what's important.
Oh, it is. It's fantastic work. It's fantastic
Thank you.
Work. Let's play
Thanks.
A track.
I'm glad
so
you like it.
Know.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's hear a little
yeah,
bit of
absolutely.
It, huh?
Absolutely. No, I've got 4 tracks that they sent over, and I'm going to read through them, and when you hear the one you think we should hit people with first, just speak up, and we will we'll play it.
I'm gonna save you from reading it. I'm gonna tell you, let's play Generation Mangled, because that's what we open our shows with. It's pretty rocking. I mean, it hits you in the face, and let's just start with that one.
Absolutely, here it is, folks. This is Generation
cool.
Mangled, the band track Generation Mangled. Check this out, fantastic. Generation Mangled. I like that track a lot, Joey. That's fantastic. Fantastic.
Thanks, Jamie.
Track.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites. I mean, when we come out live playing that at a show, it's just like it's explosive. It's, you know, people start rocking.
Nice.
It totally sets the mood, you know.
Well, there's nothing like a good rock show. You know what I mean? I've been to so many because I'm an old man, you know. But the thing is there's something, and I've said this on this show before, and I'll say it again because it's so true, that, you know, when you go to a show and you see this hot band that is just throwing this energy, and I know it sounds all California New Agey, and I don't mean for it to sound like that, but it's almost magic, man. They throw this vibe towards the crowd, and the crowd bounces it back to the band, and you get this ping pong thing going where it just keeps increasing every time and it's just a fantastic, wonderful thing that you don't see in other art forms, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely like a connection between, like, you know, rock and roll fans and the artists and the energy that is like put out at a show, and that's what it gives it its life, you know? It just,
right.
Yeah.
It's really cool. It's really cool. Well, Generation Mangled,
we've been fortunate to experience that. You know, we haven't played that many shows, but the ones we have, we've mm-hmm. got a great response from the audience. You know, people are into it. It's and you
That's
feed
awesome.
Off that energy. You know, yeah, it hypes you up.
Right. No, at the same time, I've been to shows. I don't want to say any names, but where that
no,
wasn't.
No, let's not do that.
You know. Yeah, it was like, oh. But, no, it's cool when it happens. And you guys,
hell,
I've
played
band.
Shows like that.
Say again?
I said, I've played shows like that. You know, that's no fun.
No. Well, we all, oh, man, I'm telling you, I could tell you a story. I have done art shows where I totally miss the audience. And, you know, and it's a lot of work, and you get everything. You know, you're playing a rock show, same type of deal. And, man, and you're excited about what you're doing, and then it happens, and people are kind of like, you know, crickets are happening and stuff. It's like, oh, I missed the mark here.
Yeah.
But
maybe next
know.
Time.
Exactly. That's all you can do. Just, you know, dust yourself off and keep. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. Ends 6/23/18.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun. Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS. That's ROXX for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com. Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi, folks. Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and, of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
And I think people learn that with experience. You know what I mean? Especially new young bands too. See, you've been in the game a long time, so you already went through all that stuff where you're playing a show and you know it's the girlfriends.
Yeah, it was
the other...
a while ago that we had shows like that. But fortunately, you know, getting back into the game recently, and you know, it hasn't been like that. You know, we got a great band,
right.
a lot of just like killer drummer. Lance Crane just kicks it out, professional. Nima is basically a Hollywood legend. And
right.
Donovan, who we got through a magazine ad, has just been phenomenal. The story of Donovan is, you know, we had a singer. We were trying to go into the studio with her, and it just wasn't clicking. So we decided, let's try something new. And normally when, you know, you try out new singers, you probably go through about, I don't know, 100 or 200 or whatever the you know, extraordinary
wow.
number is. Well, Donovan was first. He was
really?
The first guy to show up. And, you know, what we did was we had already recorded some of the music. We gave him the music. We brought him in the studio. We put the track on, and he sang to it. And we all just looked at each other and said, I think, you know, we're done looking. You know, it was just like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you don't get that lucky. You don't get that lucky. It never happened. No, and you know, he's just incredible. I mean, like, he belts it, you know, and he's got a wide
That's
variety.
Awesome.
Yeah, so it's very cool, and it just clicked from then on, you know.
That's very cool. Let me ask you, did you and Lance know each other before Generation Mangle? I know the relationship between a drummer and a bass player.
Me and Nima reconnected, and, you know, we basically, you know, we got approached through Facebook by a record label to put out our old music from the heyday. We were in a glam band
right.
called Dancer. And so we said, hey, you know, let's get together. And we talked and, you know, we were going through, hey, let's put this out. And then, you know, Nima goes, hey, I know this really cool drummer who I played with before. And, you know, so we start jamming and, you know, and just, hey, let's start, you know, putting some songs out, you know, and see what happens. And that's basically how
right.
it came together. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
And I want to let people know, all of the tracks you're hearing from Generation Mangled, they're out, man. The album is out. It's called Generation Mangled.
It's everywhere. You know, you can go to iTunes, Spotify. You can get a CD on Amazon, Google Play, and a bunch of other ones I don't even remember. There's been quite a few. I even found one, I think, that was like in Russia or something that was putting it out. So, yeah, you can get it. It's out there. And, we had that promotion going on for the
– Oh, yeah, we have to.
Yeah, June 28th, we're playing the Whiskey. And we had the promotion go out and buy it and free tickets to see us.
That's right. And folks, understand, these tickets, if you're going to just getting tickets to the show at the Whiskey on June 28th, they're playing with the Dio Disciples.
Very cool.
But the tickets, man, are, what, $30? $28, it says here. $28.
Yeah, they might even be more. I think they've sold out, to be honest with you, and now you're going to, like, ticket agency. So I think they're going up.
Right.
So, yeah, it's a good deal.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can get the whole album, the Generation Mangle album. It's like $8 or something. And you can get it on iTunes. And you get a free ticket. So how about that?
You can't beat it. You get to see a great show and you get a great album.
That's cool. That's a good song, man. That's awesome.
Well, yeah, hey.
You know?
The greatest thing since sliced bread. You got to go for it.
Absolutely. And, you know, for those people not in the greater Los Angeles area, well, what a time to take a vacation, you know. Buy the album, and drive out there. That's what I'm saying. Hop a plane,
hey,
man. Get on the old Greyhound
and
there.
Listen to it, and who knows? We may be in your city, so, you know.
That's true.
Be ahead of your friends and say, hey, I know this really cool band, Generation Mangled. They're from L.A., you know.
Yeah, because you guys are doing a big tour in August too. It looks like you got one show in. I'm looking at your website right now, generationmangled.com, and
yeah.
Man, you guys are playing all over the place.
Well, some of those dates are not for sure. Don't go by that. What I can tell you
is
we got the June 28th show coming up. We got a show coming up in August out in Santa Clarita, which is just outside of L.A., and we got a show we're booking right now in October where we're going to be opening for Kingdom Come,
nice.
And that'll be in L.A. And then, you know, we're working with Allison from Metal Babe Mayhem, who is just awesome, and she is working on getting the shows, and we could be going out of state here pretty soon, too, so, you know.
Nice.
We have our website,
nice.
GenerationMangled.com. It's got a lot of good information on it. We have a Facebook page, Instagram. So there's a lot of different ways to kind of see where the band is at and what we're doing.
That's very cool. And, you know, and this is all kind of a new thing, too. And I got to tell you, it's funny because we get a lot of, you know, I know there's a lot of younger listeners and whatnot. Back when I was your age, you young whippersnappers, there wasn't Facebook and all that. If you wanted to find out about a band, well, you know, you had to read about them trash in a hotel room or something, you know. No, it was like magazines.
There was all the rock magazines back then. And, you know, we were out flyering the Sunset Strip nightly, you know, basically pimping the band however way we could. And that's what you have to do with social media. It's just opened up a whole new avenue of ways to get your band. I mean, not only like local, but nationwide and worldwide.
Yeah, globally. It's so
true.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit MakingCancerHistory.com.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring. It's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool, and if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. Thecring.com. When I was a kid, man, all of my friends that were in bands, you know, and you know, I'd be broke as a joke or something, and I'm like, hey, man, I really want to go to your show, and they're like, well, here's a staple gun and, you know, 1,000 flyers, and there's a lot of telephone poles out there, man. You better get at it. That's how I got that and merch tables. I have ran so many merch tables. I deserve a place in merch table heaven. That's what, you know, that's how you would see shows. Would do what you got to do.
Well, yeah, you know, that's rock and roll. That's how
absolutely.
We did it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Very cool. Hey, let's do another track. We've
cool.
got 10 Years from Home, Watercolors in the Rain, Bonnie and the Tommy Gun. What should we play next?
Let's hear a Watercolors.
Absolutely. Here it is, folks. Generation Mangled, Watercolors in the Rain. Check this out. Colors in the Rain, Generation Mangled. I'm man, what a track. I'm talking to Joey Norris, bass player extraordinaire. Fantastic.
Thank
track,
you.
Joey.
Right
yeah,
on.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites. I dig that song.
Yeah, and it's cool. And, you know, it's got a hell of a bass line, too. You listen to the other man, he pounded on it. Do you, let me ask you, with, because you've been in the game a while, you were in the game and then kind of took a little hiatus, I should say, and then
right.
back into it with this fantastic music. Did you change up basses in the 2.0 version or same type?
I have. You know, back in the day, I used to play a lot of BC Riches, you know, and now I'm strictly a Fender guy. So I got a Fender Jazz, and I got a Fender P, and
nice.
those are my two mains right there.
Very
great
cool.
Basses. Yeah, I love them. They're awesome.
That's so cool. You know, I tried to be a bass. Like I said, I'm not a musician at all. A million years ago, I think I was like 12 years old, maybe 13, something like that. Anyway, some cute girls I knew were going to a concert, and they had an extra ticket, and they're like, hey, you want to go with us? And I'm like, you know, yeah.
Hell yeah.
You know? I didn't even know who was playing, but, you know, yeah. A young boy at that age will do a lot for a nice pair of legs.
Well, the whole reason why we all get into rock and roll, I mean, you know, girls play a major factor in it, you know. I mean, that's one of the you know, caveats of playing in a rock and roll band. Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, so I go to this concert. It was a Duran Duran concert, of all things. And their bass player, during the concert, I saw him go to the edge of the stage, and he put his hand up to his ear, and I saw like 15,000 girls just lose it, you know.
Yeah.
And I, you know, went home that night, and my father was still up.
I love that guy from Duran Duran. He is awesome.
Oh, yeah. Well, like I said, 15,000 girls did too. And
yeah.
I told my father, I said, Dad, I got to get a bass,
me,
man.
Like, you know.
Well, for the story's sake, I'm saying. But no,
yeah.
I told him, I said, I need a bass. Like today, this needs to happen, man. I saw the power of the bass. Not thinking I saw the power of this guy with model good looks or whatever. I just focused on the bass. So anyway, fast forward a couple months. It was Christmas morning. I get a bass, like a little tiny. It wasn't even a cool big bass. But I tried to play it, man. I broke four strings in like 2 days, and my hands were bleeding, and I think I traded it to somebody for an Atari or something.
That's kind of cool. You broke the strings.
Well, I didn't know what I was doing, you know.
Yeah, you're beating the hell out of it. That's what you were doing.
Yeah, I was playing it a little too hard. It was crazy. So I've stuck with paintbrushes ever since.
Well, that's cool.
You know, everybody has their talent.
That's right.
Cool. So you were playing guitar first, though, and then switched over to bass. What caused that to happen? Just they needed a bass player in the band, or?
Yeah, one day I was hanging out with this guy through a mutual friend, and he goes, hey, I got a band. I need a bass player. And I said, oh, yeah, I play bass. I never played bass in my life. So I went and traded my guitar for a bass guitar, and here I am, you know, 30 years later. I didn't steal the bass or anything. I actually traded a guitar for it, you know, so that was good. But, I love the bass. I just love it. It's such a great rhythmic instrument, and just how it just holds everything together, you know, with the drums. It's great, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it really, you know, I always envision when I'm listening to whatever type of music, whether it be rock or whatever, the bass is kind of like if there's like a group of Vikings running through a forest or something, the bass is the guy in the front. You know what I mean? He's always kind of leading the rest of them.
It's an aggressive instrument. It really is, you know.
Absolutely.
And with the band we have, with Lance's drumming and, you know, Nima's guitar playing, I mean, it just melds so well together, and it just comes out very, 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 a lot of songs, aggressive, tight, it's a good sound, you know, and
That's awesome. That's very cool. Well, the album's out, folks. It's Generation Mangled. It's you know, anywhere you buy digital music, you can pick this up. And I'm sure, as we were talking before about merch tables and stuff, I'm sure they'll have some at the shows too. So
we're getting that all put together. You know, we're gonna get the brand out. And just start pushing it and getting it everywhere in everybody's face.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
When we go out to eat, we never agree on where to go.
I want burgers!
Pizza!
Tacos it is.
The one thing we do agree on is we all want unlimited high-speed data. That's why we switched to MetroPCS.
Stop by MetroPCS with the whole family and get four lines with unlimited LTE data for just $100, period. MetroPCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Requires new line. During congestion, the fraction of customers using more than 35 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video streams at up to 40p. No tethering. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beatty, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are two separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another, a friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Rocks Gear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierocks.us.
Hey folks, located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all natural, organic, gluten-free skincare, hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more, including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you. So check out LapothecaryUnique.com, spelled L'ApothecaryUnique. L'ApothecaryUnique.com. And I, you know, people, I definitely am going to look, Generation Mangled. It's cool. It's a cool album because it's very, this is going to be my summer 2018 songs I remember. You know what I mean? It really is, right there right now. And,
cool.
I dig that.
Yeah, I think it's a
absolutely.
Good album because there's a lot of diversity on it. You know, we're playing Generation Mangold and Watercolors. They're pretty rocking. We've got some other songs that they still have that rock, but they got different influences. They're a little more mellow, but they still carry, you know, and they sound great and they're awesome to listen to. It's a very diversified album.
Well, let's do another one. What should we do next? 10 Years from Home or Bonnie and the Tommy Gun?
Let's do Bonnie, and then we'll close with 10 Years. 10 Years is it's one of my favorites. I love Bonnie, too. I mean, I love all the songs. They're so good.
Right.
Bonnie's a rocker. It's definitely a rocker.
Well,
yeah, let's
well, here it is, folks. Bonnie and the Tommy Gun, Generation Mangle.
Come on.
Bonnie and the Tommy Gun, Generation Mangled. And I didn't mean to walk on the end of that there, but you can get a clean copy, ladies and gentlemen. You know, these are all available wherever you buy digital music. And
wherever you buy.
Joey, I'm like, yeah, whatever you buy. And you can get a ticket if you get, I'm telling you, if you're in LA right now, and I would definitely, I'm totally jealous because it's, you know, it's 3,000 miles away from me, but this is such a good deal. Get the album. It's $7.92, and you get a free ticket to the Whiskey Show. Number one, you're seeing a band at the Whiskey. That is iconically cool. Now, I know, Joey, you've probably played the Whiskey a bunch of times and stuff, but
it's, a couple.
I mean,
you.
Right? It's such,
yeah.
You know, but for everybody else, it's that's a very cool venue to be playing at, man. That is, you know.
I'll tell you what, it's still a cool place. When I go in there, you know, I walk in. I love it. It's rock and roll. And,
right.
You know, you walk into places like that, you know, there's the Roxy. There used to be Gazzari's. I mean, these places are iconic. You said it absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you love rock and roll and you love the history of it and you just think about who played at these places, it's very cool.
That's awesome. Hey, we have to mention, before I forget, man, it's so cool meeting you and whatnot. And who made that happen? Who made that happen was the fine folks over at MBM Music LLC, Metal Babe Mayhem, Allison and the crew. She's got a whole gang over there, and they are fantastic. Allison knows everybody. And
everybody, and she's absolutely fantastic.
Oh, I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. And if you have a band or you're doing a creative project or something, you need help on the PR side, well, you know, you got to do what you got to do to get her on her and the gang, you know, in your corner there. These are good people
to
know.
If you want
to
get your name out there, definitely hit her up.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the people to talk to. We have a link up for them as well. And we also, I want to mention, we also have a direct link to GenerationMangled.com. And however you're listening to the show, if you're listening to it in the future on Apple Podcasts or Google Play or whatnot, that link follows. However you're listening, there will always be a link there, and you just click on it and it gets over to the GenerationMangled.com page. Very, very important. I would get over there and add all their social media too, because number one, that helps a band. If you dig a band, like their Facebook page and hit that share. That helps in all kinds, all manners of things, from show bookings to whatever. And the really important part, though, is you get to keep up with the band, you know, cool stuff posted there. And, you know, oftentimes I'm sure you guys do that. You know, you'll have something cool and you'll put it out on your social media and whatnot just to see what people are thinking about it. It's a good tool, you know.
Just like our offer, buy our album, get a free ticket. I mean, you know, stuff
right.
Like that. You can't beat it, you know?
Yeah, that's so cool. And, you know, it's very cool. So very, very cool. Now, Joey, I have to ask. I know we're promoting the Generation Mangled album and everything, and that's cool. And it's definitely worth people getting. I have to – are the gears turning for the next one or taking a little bit of a break?
No. We're constantly writing. We've got quite a few songs that we've come up with that we're actually going to debut at our next show, songs that are not on the album. And
nice.
Kind of like I, you know, I think I was talking to you earlier about it. You know, they're a little different. They're pretty heavy. They're really grooving. And, just, you know, the band, as we grow and the more we play together and the more different things that we want to do, these things are coming out. So, yeah, we're going to be debuting a couple songs at the next show. And we definitely have stuff that I would say sometime in the near future here that we will be going back in the studio.
That's awesome. Let me ask you, is your songwriting, I mean, I hate the word process, but I don't know what else to say. Is that a collaborative band effort, or are there like one or two of you guys that kind of do the bulk of the heavy lifting on writing new songs?
Well, normally, like, Nemo will come in with some ideas. the last couple songs, Donovan's come in with these ideas, and Nima's put some arrangements to them. Lance will definitely throw in, you know, his little flavor to them and what he's got. I'll throw the bass lines down. And it's a, you know, it's a working session, and you know, we take our time, figure it out. The last song we wrote, it's a song called Obey. Donovan brought it to us. The song probably changed, I don't know, a handful different times through the rehearsal process of playing it, and now we have it to where it's at, and it's finalized. So that's what you're going to hear June 28th.
Nice. Nice. Well, that's awesome. You know, and it's, I imagine, you know, it, my paintings oftentimes will start out that way. And I'm talking about, like, the non-commissioned stuff, you know, stuff that I'm just having fun doing. Not that I'm not having fun doing everything else. I shouldn't say that. But, no, you know, I'll have an idea, and then I'll be working on it, and I'm like, what? And then I'll have another idea, or the
sure.
idea will
and it,
change.
It just kind of grows, you know, and then
right.
you could get to a point where everybody goes, yeah, this is a great song. This is it. Boom. This is what it is. Boom. You know, and
right.
that's where we're at. So, yeah, you know, we're just constantly doing that, and like I said, you know, hopefully – you know, relatively soon we'll be back in the studio and putting out something else so everybody can enjoy.
Nice. Now, what about videos? You guys going to be doing recording some of the live show footage again and doing that? Or
yeah, we don't have any plans for this next show, but eventually, yeah, we will do some more recording. We do have lyric videos that are out on our webpage. For a
nice.
Couple songs. We have 10 Years From Home and Generation Mangled. Very cool lyric videos with a lot of visionary scenes behind it. And
cool.
So, yeah, it's very cool. But as far as the live stuff, probably, you know, within the next couple of shows, we'll do it like we did with the highlight reel that we have from one of our shows.
Mm-hmm.
Which is on our, you know, all our websites.
Oh yeah.
Social media outlets.
Oh yeah, I've been playing it a lot. I've been putting it out there too, just because it's very, very cool, and it really shows, you know, you guys just bringing it. I don't imagine there's a time when you don't bring it. You know. And I
well, cool.
Fantastic.
Thanks.
Yeah,
we try.
Yeah, man.
We definitely give it, you know, and we go out there, and it's basically we just go out there and we have a lot of fun. And
right.
we play the music, and, you know, we seem to get a good, great response from it. So people are digging it, and it's a lot of energy, and it's fun. It's the main thing. Rock and roll should be fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we don't want to go to a rock and roll show and excuse me real quick,
no.
We don't want to go to a rock and roll show and think about all the drama and BS of our lives. It's an escape. And, you
absolutely.
Know, you go to a show, you want to have a good time, and that's what we bring.
Well, and you know, and that's what's cool about it. That's what's cool about it. It's, you know, it's awesome. And I want to mention again before we close the show out, we're going to play a fantastic track, 10 Years From Home, as we close the show out. But we have to mention it. We've mentioned it a couple times, and I just want to say one more time because it's such a cool deal. If you go, folks, this is a very good deal. Generation Mangled has put out there. If you go and you get their album. Generation Mangled album. It's $7.92, and you want to go to the show at the Whiskey's, you get a free ticket. And they started out, the ticket started out like $30 a piece. They're sold out now. So, you know, you're going to be paying big time for them. This is a way to get around that. And,
yeah, avoid those scalper prices, right?
Oh,
you don't want to be getting scalper tickets.
You.
Come on now.
Absolutely. Yeah, and then, you know, and somebody tweeted to me, what if I need two tickets? Well, get two albums. How about that? There you go.
Yeah.
Problem solved.
Why not?
And, you know, give one to a friend.
There you go.
Absolutely. You can take your gal out. She's going to, again, you have to remember, man, Joey and Nima were, you know, these guys were in glam bands and stuff back in the day. Trust me, your girl is going to want to see them, and the other guys aren't bad either, so this is going to be a good thing. That's all I'm saying, you know.
Right on.
Absolutely. Well, let's, you know, Joey, I've had so much fun tonight, and it's about that time and whatnot, and
sounds
I want
good,
to close
Jamie.
The show out.
It's been a blast. Really nice meeting you, and enjoyed my time here with you.
Absolutely, absolutely, man. Thank you so much for being on, and I can't wait till you're on again.
Me too. Very, very cool. I didn't drop any F-bombs, so
That's right. We did really well. Did very well. Your mom's going to be happy. It's all good, man.
Yes, she will.
And that's important. Very cool. Well, thank you so much, everybody. Mr. Joey Norris.
Thank you.
Bass player extraordinaire. Absolutely. From Generation Mangled. This is the last track of the evening we're going to play from Generation Mangled. It's called 10 Years From Home. Check this out. Really, really cool track. Oh, and I should mention before we play it, too, of course, all the show, this episode is going to be converted to a podcast. It'll be out on everywhere on all the social media platforms, including Apple Podcasts, which is, you know, iTunes podcast. They changed the name. Don't ask me. You know, that's the whole other show. But anyway, yeah, so however you listen to it, thank you for listening, and hit that ratings and review however you're listening to it. So we appreciate that. Okay, this is 10 Years From Home, Generation Mangled. Check it out. Have a good night, everybody, and we will see you tomorrow night.
been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.